It's Wednesday, June 25th, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Namibia has been named by the European Union Commission as a high-risk jurisdiction for money laundering and terrorism financing, citing unresolved weaknesses flagged by the FATF in February last year. This decision puts Namibia alongside several African nations and may affect international banking and investment flows. EU Ambassador to Namibia is Anna Beatrice Martens.
European Union is closely aligned with the policies of the Financial Action Task Force. And the proposal being made now by the European Commission of this list of grey listed countries is a reaction and a legal obligation to follow FATF listing that in order to be enforced in the European Union jurisdiction of the 27 member states needs to be transposed in legislation. So that's really behind it. It's more procedural thing. It's not a political decision.
Clean energy firm InnoSun plans to surpass national renewable energy benchmarks by 2030. Nangula Gengos, a partner at the company, said in an interview with Angie Scholz from our news team that the firm is scaling up wind and solar efforts to help achieve energy independence and affordability. The move aligns with broader goals for environmental sustainability and economic resilience.
One, harnessing our marine resources to produce electricity. With solar, there's, of course, the need for a base load. Using the marine resources, in other words, the waves, they're constantly moving. Then we moved on to another thematic area, creating biofuels, and that is from algae. So you harness the algae from the ocean again, and then you create these ponds that give you the CO2 that you need, in fact, to produce the e-methanol. And the e-methanol is what's used in our vessel ships.
Urban and Rural Development Minister James Sankwasa has criticized town councillors who live outside the areas of their jurisdiction, naming Omuthia, Ondangwa and Ongwediva amongst the affected towns. According to News on One's Josia Shiweda, Sankwasa expressed frustration following his decision to remove Joanna's Deodepo from the Omuthia Town Council, stating that Deodepo resides in Windhoek rather than in his constituency.
And it begs into a question also of the quality of our governance in local authorities, because the act is quite clear that when such an incident happens, the local authority council should recommend that vacancy to the minister so that appropriate action is taken.
Following this, Sankwasa said the Utapo must repay $500 for each council meeting he attended, whether physically or virtually, since June 2024, when he relocated to Windhoek for a new job.
To South Africa now, where Gauteng's Agriculture and Rural Development MEC Vuyiswa Ramakgoba is calling for stricter oversight of animal movements between provinces to contain the spread of foot and mouth disease. This follows the vaccination of approximately 3,000 infected cattle at Karan Beef's Heidelberg feedlot in Gauteng. Speaking to SABC, Ramakgoba underscored that tighter controls are essential to boost red meat exports and bring down domestic prices. On the international front, U.S. President Donald Trump has lashed out at both Iran and Israel for violating a ceasefire brokered by the United States and Qatar, saying both sides have to calm down. The fragile truce comes after the U.S.'s decision to intervene in the conflict and bomb a number of Iran's nuclear facilities. From Washington, our correspondent is Chakrute Dave.
In comments to reporters, which included an expletive, President Trump said both sides had been fighting for so long they don't know what they're doing. He also had what the White House described as a firm and direct call with his Israeli counterpart. Mr. Trump is insisting a ceasefire is in effect and that Israel is not going to attack Iran. But it's early days in this fragile truce, whose outcome will determine whether or not the US president's gamble in the Middle East has paid off.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.